The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey, everybody.
We got an audience.
Hey, Gary.
Hey. Hey, I'm an honorary monk. I'm an honorary monk. Yes. Yes. I got this. I was gifted this, and this makes me turn into a monk immediately. Okay? And so I'm very holy now. No more cussing on the show. Okay? And so I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. We're having a great time. We're here at Pismo Beach, and we're here. These guys have been here for a few days for the Grateful event with Fallon, Jeannie, Michelle, and everybody, and Dean. And so this is like the greatest place. We rolled in last night. We're in. I got this gift from one of my rock star buddies, of a glamping machine. I didn't know what glamping was. Right. Glamping is glamorous camping. Now, for any of you who've ever camped before, you either love it or you hate it, right? I kind of like AC, you know? And so I'm just telling you, I kind of like a bed, a real bed, you know, not like a, you know, a sleeping bag. And so, but I mean, if you had to, if you gotta, like if you to save the world or something, right? And so I've had the best time glamping. And so we've had this great time, and I've learned more about glamping and camping than I ever wanted to know. And the one thing I did learn was I learned that Judy can actually drive one of those big giant bus things. Judy, are you with me? I don't know if you can talk or not. Can you talk, or are you all messed up? We're here and we're doing the show live.
Hey.
And oh, there
Hello.
We are. Yes. You were great last night. Oh my God, you drove like a rock star. That was amazing. That was really
well.
Really
cool. It took a minute. It took a minute to get used to that big old long.
That thing's like flying. It's like flying the space shuttle or something. Anyway, so
it was.
So, yeah, but you know, we got all these new experiences. We're doing. We're having fun. We're here hanging out with the monks, and I'm gonna let you in on a big secret. Monks are cool. They are. And guess what? Monks are people too. I'm telling you, they really, really are. I seen one of the guys go to the bathroom earlier. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. There we are. You know, it's like you guys are humans. You are like real humans. I don't think people think monks are human. I don't think they think that, you know, does that make sense? You guys over there, they're right over here. I don't know if you can see them there. There's a shot anyway. And so, but they don't think you're human. They don't think, you know, you laugh, you have fun. You joke, you're real. And so you get this great sense of realness. But when I go into a room, a lot of times everybody thinks I'm psychic from the beginning. I'm not. I just walk in. I don't know anything. And so, and then I go up into a higher vibration then, where I do know everything or a lot of things. And when I go into that, when I went into that vibe, I fell in love with everybody in the room. I mean, this room is full of the most high evolved people. I mean, the Grateful event is a wonderful event they do here once a year. And this is so much fun. You guys got to come. If you didn't come to this one, come to the next one. This is a lot of fun. And so I fell in love with everybody in the room. I really did. And so, but I kept on getting shot down. I asked everybody to go home with me. They said, no, I don't want to glamp. No glamping. Anyway, and I can't blame them. Well, anyway, tonight, I want you guys to ask me questions about things that are meaningful to you. I want you to think about it for a second. I want you to think about what is meaningful to you. Because I feel this sense of meaning. This is a great event. The Grateful Event's a great event. You know, we're, you know, working on saving these sanctuaries that could go extinct if they don't get a lot more donations and stuff. And so we'll tell you guys how to donate later, you know, how to do. And so, but we're here, and we're so lucky to have the Tibetan monks here. We're so lucky to have all the other people here that have, you know, come from near and far. This is a wonderful, wonderful place. The energy here is spectacular. This morning when I woke up in my glamp mobile, I actually look out and I see God hanging out with all the other glampers, right? So God's glamper too. Look at that. You know, and so that was beautiful. That was really fun, and so I appreciate you guys. Thank you for joining us here on Tapping In. Sorry we're running late. We had to, hang some wire or something, or do whatever, something technical, which I don't know anything about. I'm an idiot. But I appreciate everybody who put forth effort to allow us to do a podcast here and hang out with everybody. And so I hope you guys got some meaningful questions, okay? Because I'm gonna consult, I'm gonna answer a lot of questions. But I've got a lot of other people in the room that are far wiser than me, and that's a great spot to be in. You ever think about how many times I'm doing radio shows and a lot of times in front of millions of people, or a TV thing or something, or just in a seminar or the retreats, and how on the spot I am, right? Because I get asked all these very serious, meaningful things in people's lives, and I got to come up with the answer, and I got to nail it really quick, or you don't think I can do it. And so, but it comes from somewhere, so which proves God hangs out and even goes clamping with me, or glamping. Did I say it right? Clamping? No, not clamping. Glamping, and eat with me, camping, and so. But I'm here with the Tibetan monks, and I'm going to consult with them. This is like that game show where you go and you can call a friend, right? Yeah, so you guys are my friend tonight. And yeah, oh, is that it? Who wants to be a millionaire? Okay. And so, but this is like the game show on TV where I get to call a friend for a to help me answer the question, right? Okay, so you're on tonight too. All right, so you guys got to help me. You got to help me with this. There we go. So with that being said, you guys put your meaningful question in the chat. Michelle, how are you? You and Dean are here somewhere?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah, you look great.
We're in the other room. Thank you.
We're
Thank you for
sitting in
being
a
here.
dining room.
Yep.
Oh, all right. Well, you're looking good. You're both looking good. How
Look
y'all
good.
doing? How y'all doing? Y'all doing good?
Yes.
That's an adjustment on the camera.
Oh, why didn't
It's a camera trickery.
you? Oh, you should have turned mine on. Anyway, that's good. Well, I appreciate you guys. And so, Michelle, you're going to pick me some good questions, okay?
Absolutely, yes. And
Meaningful. I want you to
meaningful questions.
meaningful something that's going to, what are you going to ask me that's going to change the world? What are you going to ask me that's going to help other people? What are you going to ask me that's going to, help your friends, your family, your loved ones, the people, whoever you love, right? Or what can you ask me that I can do? What can we clear? What kind of dark energies can we clear from the planet? There's a lot of them out there, and they sure need clearing. And so if we meditate right and bring in enough light, we get rid of it. So there we go. I appreciate you guys. Michelle, what kind of question? Who do we got? I'm looking around. Here,
Yes,
let me
I
say,
got
well,
some questions.
let me ask Wally real quick. Let me ask Wally
Okay.
real quick.
All right,
Wally, what
Wally.
are you doing tonight? Wally, you're my buddy. I always go to you.
Wally. Okay, go
Does
ahead, Wally. I'm
Wally,
going to be on the spot with that.
your question to save the world, Wally, what is your question?
Well, my question is for myself, how can I increase my spirituality? How can I become more spiritual?
Drink more Tanqueray gin.
Oh yeah, right. Does
Okay.
that I
Works for me.
don't like oh that's it. You
Yes.
sound really hyped tonight.
I'll do it. Well, I'm doing a live show in front of live people. And so,
I know.
I'm usually by myself in lonely North Carolina.
Right.
Way. Yeah.
You know, last week when you called on me, you said that in a previous life I might have been a monk.
Yeah.
Have you can you go into a little more about that? Can you? I would
And
imagine maybe
well, you know what? In actually 2 lifetimes.
two lifetimes.
Yeah, in 2 lifetimes. I go back and I see you in 2 lifetimes. See, your hands got warm. Feel it?
Yeah, they are. They're
Yeah.
just
Everybody
right.
thinks I'm just going along with the call, but I'm not. I'm actually really reading. In 2 lifetimes, you were like a monk, or like a monk in that space. And your job was to, in 1 lifetime, was to bring water. And so
Water.
yeah, and so you would go to the well and you would bring water back to whoever the powers that would be, and so, but you work for sort of the bosses, whoever the bosses were back in that day, don't you call them. And so
Okay.
And so, but you did that. And the other one you did, you were a scribe. The other lifetime,
Okay.
you wrote down things. And so when I told you were a scribe, you got really warm. Feel that? It's kind of weird. Feel
Yeah,
it?
it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're just feeling what's up. I mean, a lot of times these days, I think we're all tapping into our previous lives. And I've never been big on previous lives because it's not like a good radio gig. Well, in your previous life, you were, whatever. And you can make that up. So you can't really prove it. And so, therefore, with all the skeptics with doing shows, it's not always the best way to go. But now our previous lives are popping up in our world. Things are coming to us that are something we had go on in a previous life that is now becoming fluent and happening in this life. Suddenly we're coming to different awarenesses that are beautiful. We're coming to different awarenesses where just everything comes, shows up. You're able to manifest abundance, love, whatever. And so a lot of that's going on. But yes, you've had a lot of lifetimes. You're a very old soul. And so,
So how long ago was that? How many previous lives?
oh God, it's actually hard to do. It's a hard function to do in your head. And I don't want to just give you a number and plug it. I'm trying to, okay, about 60. About
60.
60. 60. That's interesting.
That's a
Is that,
long time.
yeah. Do you guys believe in previous lifetimes or not? Is that part of your thing? Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we are. See, I know. There we go.
Yeah.
We're all on the same team. Woo-hoo!
Right.
Yeah. So the monks agree there's previous lifetimes. How many previous lifetimes do you remember that, I'm gonna switch to the monks for a second, Wally. And so we got to figure out. So I feel shallow calling them the monks. It's like calling me, hey, let's go to the white boy. It's like, so what? Wally, I'll talk to you in a minute. Thank you. Great topic. Great. I love you.
Good.
And so you guys, previous lifetimes, and what is your in your culture, and in your I guess you would say religion or whatever, just what is your take on previous lifetimes? What's your life previous lifetime? How many do you think we have?
Actually, according
Yeah,
to
we got a mic on him. Any of you guys got a mic?
bring your phone closer so you can talk on the double echo. Oh.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll answer for him too. Okay, go ahead.
You.
There's a Buddhist view. View.
Beginning.
There's no beginning.
Oh.
Oh, we can't. Oh, you come from a long time ago.
Yeah. We
Wow.
cannot say oh, we can do another one, two, three, four. It was so many times here. We are often changing our
Oh, okay.
we can promise with a long time previous life, and
Yes.
also we say we are going to next life also.
And you're going to next life also,
Yeah,
come
so
from previous life, good
this
next.
state, this of view,
Right?
there are no beginning, there are no ending in life. Eternal.
From yeah, for, so eternal. So okay, that makes sense. So from the Buddhist view, there's no beginning and no ending. And so it makes sense to me. That makes sense because I can remember things that are crazy long time ago, stuff. And so do you think that we choose our lives that we're in, or is it karmic, or do like are we choosing our lives?
So we cannot choose our life.
We can't choose our life. Okay.
This is, the karmic connection.
It's a karmic connection, and it depends on whether you deserve your life.
Yeah.
All right.
So if we, how to say, a producer, if we create, the positive karma, this is results, we are becoming good life and next life also.
Okay.
If we create, the bad karma, this result way to bad luck.
Okay. So just like everybody else kind of thinks, it's like when you do good things, you get good things. If you do bad things, you get bad things. And so you finally wake up and go, stop doing bad things. Let's do some good things.
So, let's see, you want is all your potato.
Oh, okay.
That means if you do very well for yourself, you are on your potato.
Okay.
If you do the bad, you know, then you are on your enemy.
Okay. Your own enemy. How many of you guys feel like you're your own enemy some days? You know, raise your hand. Let me see you. Raise your hand. Wally, you ever feel like you're your own enemy?
You know? Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, get out of the way.
Yeah, I feel like I get in my own way and I don't know what to do sometimes, but it all works out.
Yeah, but, you know, I think we get better at this to where we finally realize get out of your way.
Right.
Get out of our own way. And I think that's a big piece. And when you have that realization, you're happy. Well, thanks. I feel better. I feel more holy in my little world here. Anyway, did you see my thing I got? I got this thing.
I do.
This is my honorary monk thing. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what you call it other than I like it, you know? And so that's good.
So I think you need the robe yet. The orange robe or
you have
whatever.
To earn it. I'm not good enough yet. Yeah, no, I'm far away. I got to straighten. I got a lot of karma stuff to do. You know, then I might get. You know, David went out to Walmart and bought him one. Look at David. Check David out over here. So he goes and he gets David. I don't know. That could be sacrilegious. I'm just saying. You know, can you go to monk hell? There's a question. David's going anyway. Yeah, anyway. Wally, thanks. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate
You're
you.
Welcome.
Love you.
Okay.
There we go.
Bye.
Bye. I want to talk to Xavier, if I could.
Xavier? Okay.
Yeah. I feel like he's got something to add.
Okay. Go ahead and unmute Xavier. I'm going to add a spotlight.
Hello, Gary. Long time no see.
I'm serious. How are you? What are you doing?
Good. I woke up at 3 in the night just to talk with you.
Oh, good. Where are you?
In Finland, in Europe.
Oh, you're in Finland. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, people in Finland have karma too, right? I'll consult with the monks. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you guys can go to monk hell as well. So straighten up. You know, yeah, you got to be good guys. And so what's your meaningful question? Ask me a meaningful question.
I'm a little bit on the way it is with the past life, and I would like to know what is the connection between being a human, you know, like many lives as humans, and as well the essence of who we really are, that is maybe beyond this physical body of being a human.
Great question.
Yeah, I think you can.
Great question. I can see higher selves. You know, one of my spiritual gifts, I see our higher selves. I see our spirits. And many times you have all these higher selves and I even see God selves. So you're connected to, I believe, this is my belief, you know, but I only believe what I see, or when somebody tells me something and I get really hot, I go, well, that's the truth, you know, and like everything he said a second ago made truth sense to me. And so, but I think we're all connected and a part of God is what I think. It feels like that. And so that's our truth. And the closer you are God-like God, the better off I think you are. And so I know that there's different times where I've had a God consciousness through my dying experience when I got sick with COVID, you know, and so that was the greatest, because it made me really understand not only what God says, but it made me understand what God thinks. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty interesting figuring out that he's a lot like us, or I should say we're a lot like him. But when I look at you, you have a beautiful God element with you. I see a connection with like a Madonna energy, which is patience and mother. You know, so there's a strong mother vibe. Are you close with your mom? Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like when I tap into you, I just get high from your mom. And so because your mother is godlike. And, right? See, you guys got chills, feel that? Woo-hoo, right? Spooky stuff. Anyway, but your mother is godlike. And one of you guys gave me an answer the other day. And this is a monkeyism. Okay, we're gonna call your thing monkeyisms, right? Okay. And so the other day, and I think it was you who told me when I was having a conversation the other day about how do you treat people in oneness, and you said treat them like your mother. Remember that? Yeah, we were talking. Yeah, treat them like your mother, and so your mother has a total vibration of God, and so and that makes sense to you. And everybody else thinks so too. Everybody else is in love with your mom, right? Do they feel
Yes,
that?
everybody loves her. Yes.
Everybody loves her. Yeah. Well, you're lucky. You're very, very lucky. You have your mother is God. So for real. And so you have a super good example. That's the connection. That's the most beautiful thing. You have many lifetimes with her. Like with her, you've been with her in 42 lives that I can see. And you know that she would do anything for you. Anything, right? There's nothing she wouldn't do for you, right?
Like I cannot
Is there
tell you.
anything? Is there anything you wouldn't do for her?
I would do anything as well, yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Made me tear up. You guys feel that? Woo-hoo. Anytime you feel those tears, it heals you. So that was a healing call. Good deep. That was a great deep thing. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning in Finland.
And
Okay. All
you get it. See you.
right. Talk to you.
Thanks, Xavier.
Great. Yay. That was good. That was
From
good. We got a, yeah. Mother
Finland.
applauding you. That's perfect. That's good. Who we
That's
talking to,
great.
Michelle? Who
Well, thank
we
you,
talking
Gary.
to?
I've actually got quite a few people that have great questions. I'm going to
All
go
right.
to Mary Calvahan. So go
Who?
ahead and mute Mary. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I think I'm great. I think I'm great. Everything feels that way anyway. I'm in a good spot, you
Good.
know?
Well, I wanted you and the monks and everybody to try and please heal the world before it gets worse. Because
Okay.
every day you see the poor children over there and all this happening and you feel kind of helpless. I do
Okay.
bring the golden disc every day to try to cover over all the Middle East and all that and get rid of all the pain and the sadness. And I put
I
my
think
two vials of rainbow light through the world every day, just
good.
trying my best.
Well, here's what I see. When I ask God, I can simply ask God, what's a spiritual gift to heal the world? And he said a golden world. So I see a spiritual gift of a golden world coming down. And so it looks like an orb, but it looks like an earth. It looks like a globe. There we are. Grab it. There we are. Grab it. There. So you got hot. Feel it? And
Oh
so
yeah.
yeah, now put it in the world. Just push it in. There you go.
Get
And
in
just
there.
there you go. And say thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yeah.
Please, thank
Now,
you.
as soon as you got it in the world, did you guys notice all your feet got warm? And all you guys that are, watching virtually, did you guys feel your feet get warm in here? You felt your feet get warm, right? Isn't that crazy? And that's from the golden world gift that she just got from God. So that's how you heal the world. You get a
Oh, good.
golden earth
We'll do
there.
that every day, Gary.
Do it every day. There you
Yeah.
go. That's really, really good. Healing the world is kind of a strange thing. With me being psychic, kind of like I am, I will go sometimes really sleepy, and that's when heaven's trying to tell me something. Do you guys ever get sleepy? Like you get tired, like you're just gonna go, daisy a little bit. Like I don't know if it makes any sense. Am I saying it right? I don't know if I'm getting it across. And so that thing, that sleepy thing, and so. And so I will fall sort of into a trance, and I've been doing this lately, and I wake up and I see crazy stuff like a bomb going off or something. And this is even before the conflict in the last week in Israel. And I would see this explosion, but before then I and as I would see it, of course, I'm seeing things before they happen. I clear them, and then everything goes bright. So maybe that was bombs that did not get through, or maybe I don't know what I don't know. I don't know. But all I know is that I really can do it. And I'm really seeing it. And I don't see it all the time. I see it when it's prevalent, when it really does make a sense, you know. And so but and then it made me tear up because it heals a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm
So
gonna you too, Gary.
yeah. All right. So if you try to heal people, you'll just heal them. Speaking of healing people, we're going to be doing a retreat. Are you coming live? Are you coming in person? Are you going to be able to do
Virtual. Virtual.
virtual?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you guys aren't live, please join us. I'm so happy that I can actually be there. You know, because I had a foot thing for the last while, and I couldn't walk around. Now I can walk around. You know, I can't walk around fast, but I can walk around. You know, I can't race you, but I'll try anyway. So, but I think Dean got me a golf cart, and I'll be all right. So we're doing our big spiritual retreat in Ojai, California. We have the monks coming. Yay! Woohoo!
Yay.
Yay! Yay! So that's good. And so we're in one of the most spiritual places on earth, and we've got me there, Kevin Trudeau will be there, and our friends, the Tibetan monks, will be there, and so we're going to be learning, exploring new stuff, exploring old stuff. But all in all, we're going to try to be more godlike. And in our way of being more godlike, we're going to try to heal the world, like it's what you're saying. Heal the world and heal yourself. And I think that's what it's all about. I love you. Thank you, honey. Thank you. Thank
Thank
you.
you, Gary. Thank you, monks.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah, they're applauding you back. They're applauding.
Thank you. Thank you
Thank you.
so much, Mary.
I want to talk to Rolo. Michelle, did you talk to Rolo if you had a
Yes,
chance?
I sure did, Gary. Let me get Rolo.
Oh, good.
Did whatever you asked me to.
Oh, good.
All right, Rolo, go ahead and unmute.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, buddy. Are you able to come
Hey,
to the
Michelle.
retreat?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm figuring out which days I spoke with Michelle. I mean, how can you not love Michelle, right? I mean,
Oh,
come on. How can you
thank
not
you.
love her?
I love
Like, just
it.
amazing. But yeah, I have some things I need to work out, and yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful because, you know, I sometimes God will makes it actually, whoo, I got zapped. Whoo, it makes me teary. But sometimes God will ask me to do things, and I will do anything he asks. I am that guy. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what anybody says. I will do whatever God asks. But anyway, he asked me to call you and ask you to teach a Native American blessing at the Ojai retreat. And so,
I would be
can you?
happy to. I would be happy to, Gary. Yeah, I've actually already seen it, and I already know what I'm going to do. Thank you.
Oh, good. Because you've got something really special
Yeah.
and very, very healing. And so, when during the years I spent living in Ojai, right across the street from this retreat center, by the way, was Kevin and I's ranch. And during those years, I had an old Indian who was 95 years old who came to me, grandfather, which is what everybody called him, but he was a shaman, and he was magical. And when he came to me, he bilocated to me. And so he's one of the first people that you know, even though I had that gift at like 19 years old, and I just used it to scare my friends with, but he was like, you know, look at me, you know, it's a freak them out. And so my grandfather came to me, and he was like, I think he was 90, maybe he was 93 at the time. There you go, that's me and grandfather. Had smaller hair back then. And so my grandfather was brilliant, and he had a wisdom about him. He understood everything, and he came from, his father was a shaman, and he just had this amazing gift. He would do a cord cutting, which would cut all your past traumas, dramas, past lives, all this stuff off you. And I would sit with him, and he would allow me to watch. And I'm the only person he ever allowed to watch. And so, except his wife. And so he actually showed me how to do this. And it's been very helpful with me healing a lot of folks over the years. But I felt really drawn, and God told me to call you and ask you if you would come and do a special blessing. That would be beautiful. Is that cool?
I'd be happy to, Gary. I'd be happy to. Thank you.
Good, good. What's your meaningful question? You got a meaningful question?
I do, and actually, I've been meaning to ask this maybe about 6 months, maybe longer. So, in regards to what you call in this lifetime of our idiots, right?
Right.
So
Everybody
if
with
we,
me. Everybody with me. Right?
right?
They're all
So,
no. I think I'm their idiot, really.
but I'm talking in terms of that relationship. If I believe that we have to learn our lesson, but if we learn our lesson and our idiot doesn't, do we have to stick around until our idiot learns our lesson, or can
Oh,
we
hell.
move on?
Let me answer it in a very spiritual way. Oh, hell no. 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 And unless God tells you to. God can do, I mean, God talks to me like I'm his buddy, because I think I am his buddy. And I respond to that kind of language. And so God will tell me, like, you're not done with this idiot yet. Stuff like that. Then God will also tell me that I'm an idiot, right? And many times I am, and I have been, and I'm sure I will be again. And you can't beat yourself up. Everybody makes mistakes, and when you goof up something, and you find yourself being the idiot in the movie, you have to really work on that and have good intention. I'm going to refer to the monks. Okay, let me make my call. It's like, okay. So it's like the game show. When you catch yourself doing something dumb, spiritually dumb, bad, as long as you change your intention, does it change the karma? And if you try to go in a good direction, do you understand what I'm saying? Hang on, they're consulting each other. How far does good intention go? Like, if you do something bad and then you go, I don't want to do that anymore. Different for different.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it does. Yeah. We may have stumped the monks. I love it. Where's Jared at? The camera dude.
We stumped the monks.
The camera pointed.
I love it.
The camera's
We can
pointing
see
straight at
Gary, yeah,
the.
and we can see the monks.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have you on three
We got three
spotlights.
spotlights.
Oh, he's gonna teach us in Tibetan now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect.
All this is not as far as you don't cross some certain boundaries, it's
Yeah.
okay. But
Okay.
you know, you have to have some boundaries.
Boundaries, okay.
So
makes sense.
Condition.
Okay, it has to do, so each one's individual. Yeah, so that was kind of my thinking, honestly. Yeah, that everything, each one's an individual. You can't say always, and you can't say never. It depends on the situation. And so, but if you truly change your intention from being an evil or intention or bad intention, it's got to help you, right? And so, all right, good. Well, there we are. So
Thank you,
good.
Gary.
All right, talk to you soon. I can't wait to see your thing you do. All right.
I love you. I'll see you soon.
Hey, all right,
hello.
Hey,
we're gonna connect, okay? We'll get the
thank you guys.
Logistic.
Thank you, Michelle.
Week. Thanks.
That's so cool. This is beautiful. I think everybody's I learned. I think I learned something there, you know, which is cool. I must have learned something. We must have got something out of it because my hands are really on fire. That's really cool. That's really cool. Who has a question, Michelle? What's she up to?
I have Christy Marie that has, I think it's a meaningful question, I feel. So okay. I'm going to go ahead and spotlight Christy Marie.
All right.
Go ahead and mute. Oh, hi, Christy.
Hi. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Good. So I do have a meaningful question since we're talking about karma. So if you come from a family that you feel like maybe didn't have all the best qualities, do you bring some of that karma kind of forward, and how can you release that bad karma from things that you didn't have control of when you were younger?
Good question. Okay. All right. Let me consult with the monks again. Good question that I don't know the answer to. Okay, so here we are. Yeah. So, all right, let's see. You froze, but at least it's not a bad pose there. Right? Usually I freeze on some really stupid faces, right? Oh, there you go. Now you're back.
There yeah. you go. Sorry.
Yeah. That's all right. No, it wasn't bad. So can you catch bad karma from your family? I guess is the question.
So we say sometimes, you know, the Buddhist view, actually everything is depend cause and karma.
Oh, cause and karma. Everything is cause and karma. Okay. In the Buddhist view. Cause and effect. Okay.
Sometimes, you know, actually, you know, the parents give them very good education. Right. They take care very well. Some the relationship is not going well.
Okay.
You know, this is come from, we say, first life karma. You know?
Okay, yeah.
Because of, you know, the no more longer relationship or this, you know, this action, the reason come from the first life.
Right, karma, okay. So it can, so you can pull that through from previous lifetimes, and then you have a hard time this time. Then you, yeah, and then you fix it. You try to make the best of it. You try to make it better. And as you make it better for your next lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, also, we can, this life also, you know, through the understanding, awareness, you know, we can, you know, the fix this life also.
You can fix this life too. All right.
All the time. Everything is changing.
Everything's changing for sure.
So
all right.
Maybe, you know, sometimes, you know, the parents with the children have a big problems, a long time,
right.
Short.
Right.
Because this is all come from the past life.
Oh.
Past life. This is the result of the past life karma.
Got it. Okay.
Temporary, impermanent. So it's never permanent.
Never permanent. Okay. Beautiful. It's
just
like
your. This is just for the short time.
Yes, it's like your mandalas. It's
yeah.
Never, it's permanent. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. There. You got it? There. It's
no, a one. I have to rewatch it to get it all.
No, but here, well, I think, you know, the thing is, see, with your family, it could come from previous lifetime situations. But if you can make it good in this lifetime and do everything with your power to do that, then, and see, my hands got really hot when I said that, then you mm-hmm. can change it. Because nothing's permanent. And so there we are. All right.
Okay. Wonderful.
Good luck.
Thanks,
good luck,
Gary.
Honey. Good luck. God, I got hot there. I think we're asking, I think we're helping the world today. That's what I think. Let me speak to Dwayne Dunham. Dwayne, let me speak to you and see what you got going. You're such a deep thinker. You always ask me deep Dwayne questions. Dunham. You know, you look a little bit like a monk. I hate to tell you. I'm just telling you, you know.
I don't know about that. Like, well, yes. Hey, you know, Gary.
Yeah, he's wise. I mean, you guys could make him an honorary monk, right? There we are. Seriously. I'm too white to be a monk, you know, right? I'm telling you. I'm not always fond of white folks either. I tell people that. I'm like, come on, get some soul. What's up with you? Anyway, so Dwayne, what's your deep question? If you have a deep question, you got to ask.
Well, I did. So I read a book today. It was about global warming. It said
he reads a book today. I don't read a book in a lifetime. He reads one a day. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah, and basically one of the theories was that they could fix, they could cool the planet by basically putting stuff in the atmosphere, making it rain more, and the planet will cool. Will we be able to do something to cool the planet down to, you know, draw back global warming, to make it cooler? Planet's heating up fast.
Well, I wish I could say yes, and scientifically, I'm sure they've figured it out, but I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. It don't feel, you know, and that's, and I know I'm having people scream in my head that knows the answer is the other way, but it feels like that there's repercussions from messing with Mother Nature.
Yeah, that was the fear. Yeah, right. They were like, well, if we do that, there could be problems with like the monsoons in India and everything else. There's like, there could be problems, just like you stated. So, yeah.
So it feels like it feels like that. So for me, I feel like it's a trade. Mm-hmm. You could, you know, you may be able to scientifically, you know, make it rain more or so. I don't know. Except that makes sense in my head. But I think that we got to be very careful of playing with Mother Nature, because every time when people do that, even in medical situations, when they're cloning this and doing that, it freaks me out a little bit, because I can tell that it's going into a space where that's not our job. Yeah. You got to be careful to do if you're doing God's job, and you're not qualified. And so I think there's a real issue with that. I think we should be more godlike. But if you just think you can just do his job and be the judge, the jury, the hangman, I don't know. Right. I don't know. I don't think so. But that's my take on it anyway. All right.
Hey, I got a quick question. So this morning I meditated, went up, talked to God, and he gave me a pretty clear message. I was invited to a lunch. It was God and some heavenly beings, and we were eating lunch. And it wasn't good. And basically his message to me was that was my problem, was that I haven't prepared myself for what is to come, and I need to be patient. And the food wasn't good because it wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared, and that I need to go back and prepare myself for something better to come, and that I need to be patient. And I just want to check with you. Was I reading that correctly when I was talking to God?
I hear 100%.
Okay, good.
And a lot of times, and lately, you know, I think that we may have some things that are coming up in the next little while that may not be exactly what we all want to have our lives be like. There could be some feast, and there could be a lot of famine, and there's a lot of different things weather-wise, a lot of different things that we may go through, and we have to survive it, and the way, or not, but I think the way to survive it is to survive it in oneness.
Okay.
And I believe in oneness, we're all going to get on through the rough times. But I think that we have to really work on our oneness. And if we can work on our oneness and nail that, then I believe that would be what God is talking about preparing.
Okay. All right.
And so, see, because it's really easy. And the question earlier was, you know, I always make reference to your idiots. Oh, yeah, that's your idiot, you know. But we all have idiots, and we're always somebody else's idiot, too. But aim to this, nothing sharpen you up with working on your oneness than to have a few idiots in your life. And so once you learn how to endure and even help these guys, I think that's important. I think that's a great example right there. Okay. And so because being one is to be godlike, and being one, you have to really have a lot of forgiveness to be one. And you have to also have a lot of tolerance. Sometimes we lack those qualities because we can afford to not have them. And so, or we think we can, but it's not really usually the case. And so, but I think that that's preparing. I think that's what God had in mind. He goes, okay. Yeah, that's what he had in mind. All right. There you are.
Thank you.
Answer your question. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. You should maybe consider being a monk. I would love you back. I'm an honorary monk. I got it going on.
All right.
I do. Who are we talking to?
All right, I got Dr. Robin Sika.
Oh, hey, Dr. Robin.
Dr. Robin Sika.
Hey.
Actually, she needs to turn her camera on in order for me to spotlight her.
Hi.
Okay, there she is. Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, my girl. How are you guys?
I am fantastic. We're up in New Hampshire, at my house in New Hampshire. And here's my other gin friend. We're on a gin adventure up here. We hiked some beautiful waterfalls up here today. And we're kind of tired from all the effort. But we had a wonderful weekend. And
good.
Really great.
Really good. Good to see you. Really good to see you guys. And so while I'm hanging out here, I'm a little bit closer to God, just letting you know, because I'm hanging out with my monk friends, right? And here's a question. Let me ask them this great question. Do you think if you hang out with really holy people, that gets you into heaven any quicker? Right? You know, or do you have a higher place once you get there or something? Is there anything good there? So I'm going home with you guys, right? Yes. Okay. So there we are. I'm moving in with those guys. That's perfect. We're going to have some fun. So anyway, what's your question? What's your comment, Robin?
Well, so I had a really interesting experience this week, at the beginning of the week before these guys came up here. And I love the meditation that you did on September, I think it was 18th, the one with the Zion Earth, bringing the Zion Earth. I love it. I can't stop doing it. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Just that feeling of bringing that down to earth and making the change. And it reminds me of the person who asked the question earlier about, and you talked about bringing the gold ball into the earth. And, you know, it is very challenging to understand, like, what is that really doing?
Here's what it is. Zion Heaven is a real place that really does exist. And if you're able to move your consciousness to anywhere, which you are, you can go to any of the heavens. And, you know, God has always taken me to different heavens and spots and places and things. I don't know about these places. How would I know? I have no idea, except when I go, he'll give me a gift, and then he'll tell me to bring it back to earth. And so it could be a meditation I do in a garden. There's a beautiful Buddhist heaven that I go to, and David told me you guys took him to this meditation, to this high meditation that you guys had done. And he goes, where was that heaven? Where was I? They asked me, and I could see that heaven. God took me to that heaven before, and it's a beautiful, I call it my Buddha creation heaven, but it's creation. And so you guys did some meditation with David and the guys or whatever earlier, and they went to creation heaven. So there's all these different heavens, and in these different heavens, different things are created, different energies are created, different energies are there. And then if you bring it back, because you can bring that energy back to the planet Earth. Then Earth is more of a heaven because it has different aspects and bits and bobs and pieces of these heavens. So many times God would give me the gift from a heaven and I bring it back to my house. And then I have this vibe, you know, like that, or I could be on the road somewhere or wherever I am. Right. And it would be like, I could bring back this energy. So I think that's what you're talking about, you know? So you're bringing back heaven. That's it. You just go get it and bring it back.
That's so awesome. That is so awesome. So I went, Michelle, can you share those pictures? So on Monday, I had done that meditation in the morning.
I'm sitting
on my deck in New Hampshire. At my New Hampshire house here, and it's just a spectacularly beautiful day with these high, what I call angel clouds, like these clouds that just look like angels floating.
Well, I think you're an angel. I think you're an angel. You know, I met you at another retreat. You're one of Kevin's people. You know, you're just a joy. You're a high evolved. You're a very forward thinker. You not only want to be successful yourself, but you try to get everybody around you successful. I think that's an art. I think it's an art form to be able to share your success with other people. If you have a vibe of success, it does rub off. And I mean, it really does. And so you can, you know, rub it off on all your people that work with you, and you're doing that now. So I think you're amazing. It'll take her a minute to find that picture. And so,
yeah, I'm waiting for them to upload it, or I think they,
but we'll stick it up. We'll stick it up in a little bit. Okay. And so did you have any question or any comment? Anything now?
My good friend Jadine has a question.
Okay. Hey, girl. Hi, what's your question?
Which gift would be the most optimal to guide me to my next step on my spiritual journey?
I don't have a clue. I don't know. I mean that with all the ignorance in the universe. I have no idea. I don't know. This would be a God question. So let me ask you to ask God this question. Ask it again, but rephrase it and say, hey, God. And now ask the questions.
Hey, God, which gift would be the most optimal to guide me to the next step on my spiritual journey?
He's giving you a brand new heart, which indicates you need a new heart.
My goodness.
Does that make sense?
Actually, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, so see, God gives better answers than I do. I don't know anything. I know nothing. I ask God all the questions. I really do. Every question. When I answer a question and I become this amazing psychic. No, not really. Not at all. I just ask God or my monk friends. Either one. There we are. And you know what? I think they ask God. And so I think it works like that. And so, but I just ask God. But he gave you a brand new heart. It's a spiritual gift of a brand new heart. And now he said he'll let you sort it out. And there we are.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your guidance.
Makes sense? In your life?
Yes, absolutely.
Makes a lot of sense in your life, right?
Absolutely.
Well, there we are. All right. Good. All right. Take care. Good luck, honey.
And I think they're getting ready to showcase those photos that Robin shared. It was the rainbow rising phoenix. Wow. You see right here?
Oh, nice.
So, and then the phoenix.
I just look up in the sky and this is what I see. And it was so clearly the Zion Earth coming down. It was amazing. Yeah,
it looks like a little portal and stuff's coming down through there.
Yeah. That's
crazy. I'm always seeing rainbows all over the place. Rainbow, you know, rainbows around me and stuff when I'm walking around. There we are. Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. All right. That's good. That's crazy. It looks like an angel's wing. There we are. Yeah. A lot of times when you look at these beautiful rainbows and you see all this stuff in the sky, you actually get sort of high from it. And then you'll start to, now my hands are warming up, my feet are warming up. I think everybody else's are, because I'm only commenting on the energy that it's producing. And so God's giving us a lot of signs these days. There's a lot of signs and a lot of things that's coming in. And in beautiful Ojai, we're going to get a ton of them. I mean, I can't wait to see the photographs and the pictures and the different, you know, videos that we'll get at the spiritual retreat. Now, you're going to be at the spiritual retreat, Robin? Are you coming? Yay! All right. You're going to be there live, right?
Yes, of course.
Oh, good.
All right. To see you. And you're staying with us, Robin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. You're in the Upper Valley. That's going to be great. All right. And for those of you guys that are not booked into the spiritual retreat, call Michelle now, 702-822-0548. 702-822-0548. Go to GarySpivey.com and check it out, because this is going to be a spectacular retreat. We're doing all kinds of stuff. We're doing some stuff we've never done before, which always is happening because there's different things happening in the universe all the time. And we always try to be a part of that. And we're so lucky to have our monk friends with us. So lucky to have you with us, Robin and a lot of other people too. So appreciate you. Love you. See you soon. See you next week. Woo! And if you guys want to join us virtually, you can join us virtually on the retreat as well. Just go to GarySpivey.com, check out virtual retreat and sign up for it. That's simple as it is. There we go. Let me just look. You guys are all lit up. I'm just looking at your light. You got beautiful, 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 beautiful light. Everybody's all lit up. Somebody got lit up from something there. That was crazy. I'd love it when it's like that. That's really, really good. Let me talk to Tyson. I want to talk to Tyson. Hey, can I? Okay. Yeah.
For you?
Okay, Tyson, go ahead and unmute.
Yes, unmute.
There we go.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Life is good.
Oh, good. You guys look like you're hanging out in an attic. Where are you?
Okay. This is a bunk bed me and the kids made on. So for my birthday a couple years ago, we built a bunk bed. And this is my son, Keegan. He's 12 and he just passed me up in height.
Wow. There we go. Way to take him. There you go.
About 6 feet.
Wow. 5'10".
5'10". Okay.
Oh, there we are. That's amazing. So, tell me, what's your meaningful question? If you had something meaningful, question or comment?
Well, I was referred to you from Michael Grady because I was interested in something that had happened to me, and I've been watching a lot of your stuff since then. So my question is, or here's the experience: I started studying Kabbalah, and I'm probably 6 months in. I'm sitting in my room reading the Zohar. Something telepathically is telling me to put it away. It tells me a few times to put it away. And I kept telling it, no, don't tell me what to do. And next thing I know, I have this black mass hovering over me, looking at me. And I'm looking up at this thing. And I'm like, holy shit. And I turn to the left. I don't know what told me to do.
Let me tell the monks. That's a spiritual word. yeah in America, yeah when somebody says holy ass, that means like, oh my god, you know, they're that's like, Americans are a little screwed up. That's okay. Now then, continue your story.
I turned my head to the left and I blew like that, and then thing shrank down into the size of like a punching balloon and then deflated in front of me and dropped in front of my feet like a balloon would. Mm-hmm. And disappeared.
You want me to explain to you what happened there?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
You got chills right now. Feel that?
Yeah.
You have the gift of, see, we have a lot of spiritual gifts. We bring them from previous lifetimes. Sometimes you get them in this lifetime. You have the gift of God's breath. That's what that is. A lot of times when I'm clearing or doing exorcisms and getting rid of demons on people, you'll hear me. I'll do that. Right. And when I do, it's like, I have that gift. And see, now notice all your sinuses opened up, everybody watching the show, you know? And so that's God's breath. And so I have the gift of God's breath. So I understand what it is. And when you blew and you didn't know what you were doing, you were blowing God's breath on this big bad demon, and you kicked its butt. Like, there we are. That's God's breath. See?
There we Beautiful. Are.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, but it works. It works. And so you just ask God, and anybody can ask God for the gift of his breath. God, may I have the gift of your breath, please? That's all you do. And you just get the gift and you can do it. And so, but that's the gift you used. You used a good one.
But ever since then, I've been wanting to get into exorcisms and clearings and doing things like that. So where should I go?
You should come to me.
Well, that's why Michael
Nobody kills
gave me your name.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, he's our buddy. He's here with us, as a matter of fact. He's great.
Oh, nice. Tell him I said hi.
Right. Yeah, you just did. He's right here.
Yeah.
He's right here. Yeah, no, but you're amazing. You have a lot of spiritual gifts. Interestingly enough, you don't look Native American, but you have a lot of Native American gifts. And so I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but I see it all around you. So
yeah, it does make sense to me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. There you go. Well, anyway, thank you, buddy. Yeah. Just come to a retreat. Come to a retreat. Join us on Tapping every week. You know, just really
absolutely. Simple.
All right.
Thank you, Gary.
Michael Grady's here, actually, the one that referred you. Michael Grady.
Yeah, I was just saying. Yeah, he's right here.
Yeah, tell him hi. Hey, he worked on me. He worked on me, and I've been feeling fantastic since.
Well, you know, let me say something. Anytime he's on the show, when he's on Tapping In, I get high from you. I really do. I find myself, he's here in the room with us. And so when I talk to you, I get high and I go to this crazy high vibration, because when you're around somebody and they are an empath means you can pick up vibes from other people. An empath also means you can share your vibes with other people. So you're an empath coming and going. You're both of those. And so when you're around him, you can't help but get high and feel good. So he fixed you. Hey, he fixed you. He's fixing us too. There we are.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much, Gary.
That's what he wants to do. Nice to meet you too.
I'll be in touch.
All right. Good.
Thank you, Tyson. Awesome.
Thank you.
He's nice.
Hopefully he comes to a retreat since Michael's going to be Michael's
here. Absolutely. That'd be really good. That'd be really, really fun. Let's talk to Mahan. Let's talk to Mahan.
Mahan?
Yeah, M-A-H-A-N. Mahan. That's it, right? I don't know.
Yeah, Mahan.
Hi.
Mahan? Is it Mahan?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Where are you from, Mahan?
Iran. I'm in Persian.
Okay. Thanks for joining
us. Oh. There we are. I just wanted to look at you have a big angel that's with you. That's just a gigantic angel.
And which angel? The name of angel.
When I look at it, it's actually the angel Gabriel. Gabriel's like I think the number two angel in heaven. Michael's the number one angel or whatever, as archangels go, and you know, sort of the theory or theology, but with Christianity, you and many other religions believe in the angel Michael, but you have the angel Gabriel with you, and which will give you the ability to translate understanding. So you'll be able to actually use your spiritual gifts to help other people understand. And so this is a really nice gift. And so, yeah, that's what I see. I just saw this great big angel with you and I wanted to talk about it. And so yeah. So there we go. So you're in Iran tonight? Is that where you are?
Yes, I am here.
Good luck with all the stuff that's going on over there. Good luck, guy. Good luck. Want you to be safe. Want you to be safe. Any other questions?
Yes, I want to have a peace in Middle East, you know, because of the things that are happening. I think that is very good.
Well, you want peace there. I want peace there. A bunch of everybody else wants peace there, you know, and the monks want peace there, right? Everybody, peace, peace there. So we're all projecting peace for you guys and for everybody there. There we go. Now you see, you got really hot. Feel that?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, 1 minute ago, I was really warm. Can you talk with me?
Oh, I did. Okay. I did talk to you before. Okay. Well, see, now you feel really warm again. Feel it? Yeah.
Now yes.
In the back of your neck, it's really warm. There you go. Perfect. Yeah. Well, good luck to you. I'm sending you a lot of light and a lot of love. Stay safe. Okay, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Hey, good luck. And to your family as well. And to your family. There we are.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's crazy. That's not good. It's so nice. I got high. I got kind of high from talking to him. Anyway. All right. I need one more really meaningful question or comment.
Okay. Well, actually, real quick, before we do that, can I go back and, you know how you just mentioned the golden world with the, how you blew it? Since Fallon has a painting that represents that, exactly what you showcased.
Okay.
Great way to segue into if Fallon can, if you don't mind, you can show that.
It's right here, and
Jared, can you move your camera over or something just to show the image?
Yeah, Jared. This camera here. Jared. There we go. Oh, we're here. We got it. Hey, Ruben, just grab this. There you go. There it is. This is the one you're talking about, right? Move it higher and look on the screen.
I think Terry Mahoney and Fallon will show you.
There we go.
A great little bit of the golden world, yes. she was inspired by that to save the marine sanctuary and how to save the world, which is why this world peace mandala and the Tibetan monks and all of it, all of these spiritual retreats that you're doing, Gary, I think it all coincides with oneness. And we're
I think
all
so.
The golden world.
Well, I think, yeah, I think we all work for the same team. Yes. So that's the main thing. And so now that I'm an honorary monk, I can really save the world more. And so, but Fallon, what you got in your hand? What you got? You know, Fallon's always a big part of everything. She's our spiritual artist here on the planet. What you got? The I am. There we are.
It's got quartz and Swarovski crystals in it. And it glows in the dark.
It glows in the dark. Wow. So do you. This is beautiful. Isn't that a great painting?
That's my favorite.
Oh, that's a beautiful, and you know, and it looks good with me just holding it. I think I should be the yeah, it matches my hair. Anyway, that's so cool.
Like a matrix or mandala looking.
It makes me high to see it. Makes me high to see you. Give me a hug if we can not tangle up in wires. We got wires here. There we go. That's
and,
good.
And Fallon's going to bring her artwork to Ojai, Gary. She's coming to the Ojai retreat. And
hey.
We got inspired by Fallon and her artwork. We just did an art showcase. Fallon, scoot down so everybody can see your face. Before the show, we did a showcase where she taught us how to paint an elephant seal. So all of us here at the Grateful Event painted, and she taught us how to do it. So
nice.
Fallon for that. And she's coming to the Ojai retreat with her paintings. If anyone is interested in purchasing any of the paintings.
Oh, so they'll be there. They'll be at the retreat next week, which is great. You know, that's perfect. That's perfect. I know, you know, like talking about, you know, you can have the people with good energy and it rubs off on you and it's amazing, you know. Well, I think did I lose my feed? Am I here? Where am I?
We're all here. We can hear you.
Oh, good. And so the you know, but I think I'd look a lot better with Fallon here.
Oh,
I'm kind of hot. Yeah, I'm kind of hot
too.
Yeah, right, there we go. That's perfect. I love you, girl.
Love you.
Thank you for everything. Spiritual retreat, Ojai, California, October 10th through the 13th. There we go. Call Michelle, 702-822-0548. Go on to GarySpivey.com. Make sure you join us. If you're not coming live and in person to hang out with us, we're having fun here in California. Then I'm going to go glamping again tonight, and let's see how we do. And so I have to let you know. I didn't work out. Yeah, so we'll see. And so, but I appreciate you guys joining me here on Tapping In. I love you guys. And we'll be in beautiful Ojai, California next week for our retreat. And join me for sure for the virtual retreat if you do not come live. And so, but you'll get a lot of blessings. Remember, spiritual gifts are everywhere. And they just come down from the heavens. And so if you're with heavenly people, and so I'm going to be with monks. I'm moving in with them. That's my future. And so they're going to actually get me even a bigger one of these. And so we're going to see, right? And so let's give the monks a hand, guys. You guys give these guys a hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I love you guys. I appreciate you. And I am going to go eat with the monks right now so I can be more godlike. Okay. Love you. Okay. See you soon. Thanks. See you. Thank you. Thank you.